Back in the days when Kansas City had saloons on almost every street corner, clever bar owners would set out free food for workers stopping in for a beer or a whiskey on their way home from work. The food was almost always salty so that patrons would want to drink more. This pre-dinner ritual wasn't called a happy hour. That's a slang term for boxing bouts in the U.S. Navy. Until the 1960s, replacing the term cocktail hour. No matter what you call it, the idea of drink and food specials offered between 4 and 6 p.m. has been an intoxicating lure to get people into bars and restaurants. I'm Charles Ferruza, and on today's Central Standard, our panel of food writers will share our choices for the happiest hours in the city and find out where you, our listeners, like to celebrate the end of a long workday. But first, the news. You know, there's something joy-producing about the words happy hour. And even if you don't drink, I don't drink, but there's still something kind of festive and lively about happy hour, usually because there's almost always a food component. But in the second half of today's edition of Central Standard, Food Critics Edition, we are going to be talking about legendary and not-so-legendary happy hours in Kansas City, and we are going to encourage you to give us your ideas and suggestions. But before that, I want to introduce our panel, our great panel of happy hour fans and restaurant writers, starting with Emily.
I'm Emily Ferris from FeedMeKC.com, and I love a good happy hour.
I do too. I'm Mary Block with Around the Block at AroundTheBlock.com, actually AroundTheBlockKC.com, and I write the restaurant guide for the Kansas City Star.
And I'm Gloria Gale, 435, and happy or sad hour, doesn't matter. I'll go anyway.
Every hour is happy hour for
yeah,
Gloria.
That's right.
That's right. And I am Charles Ferruza. I write for The Pitch. And The Pitch's food blog, which you can find at fastpitch at pitch.com. And I've been writing about happy hours for years. I rarely go to them anymore, but I guess I do. I'm going to be interested to hear where our listeners like to go. But in this first half hour, we are going to be talking about new and interesting places in Kansas City to eat. Should we have the moment of silence for places that have closed? I'm trying to think of some that have. Of course, Pinch's closed. And
Swagger.
Mm-hmm. And Pete Peterman from Pinch's is already employed. He's at the Blue Grotto, which is, I guess, mm-hmm. in the process of having new ownership. Mm. That's the pizza place in Westport. I actually think Pete will do well there, you know? He's funny, though. I said, have you ever worked in an open exhibition kitchen before? He said, no, and I have to wear a belt. So we'll see what happens.
It'll be an interesting experiment there.
I know it. I know. And no, it is not. The rumor is not true. Emily Ferris will not be banned
from
Blue
Grotto. I hope not. I hope not. We'll see.
Emily, where have you been?
Well, I went to Grunauer, which is one of my favorite places to go when it's cold outside. And I just don't go there often enough.
It's a great cold weather restaurant.
I love it. The dining room is gorgeous. It's the room in the Freight House mm-hmm. at 22nd Street that used to be City Tavern. I love the room. The service there is great. They're so cozy. And when I find a favorite, I don't venture out from a dish too often. And the Hungarian beef there is just...
Emily, that because the food there is relatively heavy, that it's good cold weather food because it's rib
great
sticking.
Cold weather food. I definitely have gone in the summer and eaten Hungarian beef and felt kind of bad about myself just because I ate a giant plate of meat and sauce and spatzle. But it's great cold. I recommend everyone go and have the Hungarian beef while it's cold outside because it's just tender, delicious. It's like a pot roast with this paprika spicy sauce on it and spatzle. I love it.
And they have wonderful sausages, really, really good sausages.
And great drinks.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then I went to, you're going to have to help me pronounce this, because I'm Cucina del Ragazza.
Cucina della Ragazza, which translates as Kitchen of the Young Girl. Mm-hmm. And it's owned by a relatively young girl named Laura Norris.
We went for lunch. I went with Charles and our producer. And it was a delightful lunch. I had pasta, like a fettuccine with eggplant. It was fettuccine norma and a little salad and just perfect little lunch size servings, I felt like.
There are only 5 tables in the restaurant. So at night, it's you better have a reservation, especially on weekends, because it's a tiny little intimate restaurant, but it's already caught on in a big way.
I mean, I guess they're doing a lot of takeout.
I'm sure a lot at lunch because it is a little deli.
Yeah, yeah. I went down to the vintage store down the street afterwards and I said I'd just eaten lunch there. And the owner was raving about it and said he tried to on a Friday night get in and he couldn't, but he got takeout and he was very, very happy with it.
I think they have the biggest meatball in Kansas City. Didn't we have one?
There were some meatballs on Matthew's pasta.
Yeah, that's
I got
right.
eggplant on mine. I tasted it. It was very good. And that's at 403 Westport Road in a place that previously was a cell phone shop, but before that it was a coffee roaster.
Originally, years and years and years ago, it was the first Prides of Westport.
Oh.
That's why there's a fireplace in there.
Oh.
That was hidden for years.
Well, it's great. It has exposed brick. It's really cozy and a great little place.
That's Cucina della Ragazza at 403 Westport Road.
Yes.
Where else have you been?
And I've been taking advantage of Restaurant Week. So
I guess everybody should.
Everybody should. Restaurant Week is still going through this Sunday, January 26th. You can find out all the restaurants that are participating at kcrestaurantweek.com. The deal is for places that are participating in lunch, it's 2 courses, $22.
15, I think.
Oh, was it 15?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And that dinner is 3 courses for $33. Yeah,
right.
I was guessing on the 22. Sorry about
that. And, you know, for places that people may be, and they're probably already have all the reservations taken, but restaurants that people are wary of going to because they are so expensive, for example, Capital Grill.
Right.
What a great opportunity and reasonably priced to go during Restaurant Week.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I went last year to Capital Grill for Restaurant Week, and I left so full. You might think some places choose to do a little taste. We went to the American last night, and it was kind of a little sampling of
things.
And it was, you know, nothing too heavy. There wasn't red meat on the menu, but it was a great chance to eat at the American or eat at a nice place. And I went to Cafe Sebastian yesterday for lunch and had a delightful spaghetti squash and a creamy tomato soup.
Now, are all these culinary expeditions going to be on your blog?
They should be on my blog,
okay.
But lately I'm too busy eating to blog. But
okay.
Yes, I will be posting some recap of this.
Okay.
And that's what I've been eating.
Very
lately.
Good. And that is Emily Ferris from Feed Me KC. .com. Mary Block.
I
from
did
around
the
block. Have you been around the block and then some?
And then some, exactly. I've been doing the Restaurant Week thing too. I did a number of previews, and those escapades are on my blog. And I had some outstanding meals. I went to La Bodega on Southwest Boulevard, and honestly, I had not been there for a couple years, and it was great. And they did not skimp on the portions. We had more than enough to eat. And then the other thing I discovered when I was there was that they've got this great, and it's maybe not that new, but it was new to me, a new private dining area in the kitchen. So
really?
It's a chef's counter, a table for maybe 8 or 10 people, and it looked really adorable. I'm anxious to go back, and a big enough table, you could just order a lot of things and pass them around.
Let me ask both Emily and Mary, and Gloria for that matter. Is there a website where our listeners can go and see what restaurants are participating?
Kansas
what is
City,
that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kcrestaurantweek.com, and that redirects to a Visit KC page with all of the listings and all the information. Because some places are doing just dinner and aren't fully participating, and you can get the rundown and view most, if not all, of the actual menus.
Yeah. Right.
But make a reservation, because this weekend, of course, the last weekend for Restaurant Week, it's going to be busy.
Yeah. Okay.
And you're doing good when you go out, because 10% of the proceeds go to 3 different organizations, including Harvesters.
Great.
Another place I went was the new Rosso at the Sorella on the plaza. That's at 901 West 48th Street. And I had an outstanding meal. I know there have been some mixed reviews as they were gearing up, but ours was fabulous. We had pasta. We had an incredible short rib meal with farro risotto and a fried egg. It was just fabulous. And it beet and persimmon salad, which is really unusual, and it worked. And it's a really beautiful restaurant, I think.
You know, the word rosso means red, and that's the dominant color there.
It is. And the bar is quite the scene, but the restaurant is quieter, so you can talk.
Right.
And they've got really pretty round booths in white leather. So that was a treat.
Did you go over the weekend, Mary?
I went on a weeknight.
Okay. The reason I ask is I have been there a couple nights during the week, and people have told me that the bar scene, and it's a beautiful bar, mm-hmm. but reminded them a lot of Fedora in the 1980s, which was quite a scene.
Uh-huh. Well, and they have a fireplace, too, if you're lucky enough to get a table by the by the fire. And I also went out to Pig and Finch in Park Place at 11570 Ash Street. And John Smith, who helped open 801 Chop House, then went to the Jacobson, is now at Pig and Finch. And they had a wonderful restaurant week menu, including
Can you tell us what's
pork
on it?
Well, they had kale salad. They had a roasted tomato soup. They had a roast hen, really tender pork shoulder, a lemon creme brulee. And again, they did not skimp on the portions.
That's great.
It was excellent. And then off, I actually went to Providence New American Kitchen also, but I did not have the restaurant week menu because we were going to a play and we were in a hurry. But there were four of us. We all had different things off the menu. On the menu, off the restaurant week menu. I had a tuna white bean salad. I wanted something light, and it was excellent. My husband had a scallop and pork belly dish. Somebody else had a bison ribeye. I think they have terrific food. And that's in the President's Hotel at 1329 Baltimore.
Do you, Mary, and I hope you do, and I'm sure you do, when you are going to a show like that, do you tell your server in advance? I used to dread customers who would tell me, halfway through the meal, oh, by the way, we need to leave early.
Yes. No, we knew that, and we knew we were only going to,
have a limited time.
Exactly.
I want to remind you before we get to Gloria Gale that you're listening to Central Standard on KCUR. And we are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. You can send us an email to centralstandard@kcur.org. Or a tweet at
KCURCST.
All right. And now this is a good time to, correction, by the way. Christine called to share that the address for Cucina della Ragazza is 301 Westport Road.
Oh, thank you.
So, mia culpa. Okay, anyway, 816-235-2888, centralstandard@kcur.org. And here is Gloria Gale.
Hi. Well, Emily, I can identify with you as far as a good winter dish. Mm-hmm. And I went to, certainly not new, but maybe sometimes overlooked, I went to Rico's, which is on Quivira, between Quivira and College and Quivira.
That's a cute little place that's been there forever.
Forever. And I had the risotto, which was so hot you could barely eat it, and it was delicious. And I was there fairly late, around 9 o'clock, and they served till 10. So it's a very comforting, cozy little place that's it's really delicious.
And
it's
don't they
small.
Have wood-fired pizzas?
Yes,
I mean, because it smells smoky in there.
Yeah, they have wood-fired pizzas, and there were a lot. As the evening went on, it got busier and busier, and that's odd on a weeknight. I also went to Hot Basil, which is at 119th and Metcalf.
What a great wintertime choice.
I know. And their Pad Siao, which is I don't even think it's close to Pad Thai, really. They have a Asian fusion menu. Mm-hmm. And they were packed. And it's another little place, tiny, but it's got a separate room so you don't freeze because and then I went to the Rieger for lunch. And that is at 1924 Main. And we just grazed all the appetizers, and it was delicious.
So you didn't do like their bar menu? You did?
No, okay. It was all the appetizers, and it was delicious. And it was just fun. There were three of us. We got little portions. They don't stuff you at lunch, and it was wonderful.
I love their smoked beet Reuben at lunch.
It's delicious.
Beet, as in B-E-E-T, not F.
And I had my daughter in, and so I took her downstairs to look at Manifesto, even though you couldn't see it because it was so dark down there. But Ryan maybe was there, and so he was happy to escort us downstairs. It was
good,
fun.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Those are all good places, and, all good wintertime places,
uh-huh.
too. We are talking about happy hour, and we're also talking about what new places you may have been. We are taking your phone calls, and we do have a phone call waiting for us. And is this Pocky?
Yes, it is.
And how are you today?
I'm fine.
You have a place to tell us about in Parkville, right?
Yes, the Stone Canyon Pizza has a really neat little happy hour from 4 to 6. And we just ate there yesterday. And we're always delighted that they have salads because not all happy hours have that. And they have a couple of nice salads. Chicken Caesar, they have a, I think, a chicken spinach with a vinaigrette, a raspberry vinaigrette. They have really nice chicken bites. Very generous portion with real, made with real chicken, which sometimes is, you don't get. But it's a nice, cozy little atmosphere if you want to get out and about a little bit. It's a great place to go, and I suspect they have the same thing at Zona Rosa at the Stone Canyon Pizza.
Right. And if I remember, Stone Canyon Pizza's on the main drag there, which is Main Street?
Right. It's right there on the corner.
Okay.
Yeah, well, of Main and Highway 9.
Thank you. That's a great choice. That is Stone Canyon Pizza in Parkville. Let's go to Tom in Shawnee. Tom?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a couple of granddaughters who are going to be in town tomorrow. We're going to go to the Globetrotters. And so starting from, you know, that area, the Sprint Center, any recommendations for Japanese steakhouses to take a couple of young girls?
Oh, good question.
Because the one in Crown Center closed.
Right.
Yeah. No.
Japanese.
Oh, in Power and Light. Kobe?
Is it still open?
I think it is.
Okay.
Double check that in Power and Light.
K-O-B-E, Kobe.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah,
that's
right there.
It's right there. For, you know, you could park and eat and go to. And
you're not too far. It's not a steakhouse, but it's Japanese food. You're not too far from Nara.
Right. Yeah. They don't do the Japanese steakhouse show, though, with the teppanyaki grills.
No.
And I think that's maybe what Tom is looking for.
Is Hibachi still on Broadway?
No. Mm-mm. Oh, no. Oh. So if we think of anything else, Tom, or maybe one of our callers will suggest something, we will have it here on the air for you, okay?
Thank you.
And we are taking your phone calls. Japanese steakhouses, it seems like there used to be a lot more of them.
It's a dying breed, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, my theory on that, once you've seen the show, you've seen the show. Yeah. We are talking about new restaurants. I'm trying to think where I have been. I've been to Cucina della Ragazza, and this week in the pitch I reviewed Firebird's Wood Fired Grill, which I'm assuming, Mary, you have been there.
I have not been there.
I have, yeah.
It's a really interesting collage of every successful restaurant chain.
Yeah.
And it's way outside.
It is.
Right?
135th. But I will say this. The people are very, very nice. And the food is not terribly expensive. You know, they obviously have come up with a formula and they know what they're doing.
Right.
And it was
not to be confused with Freebirds, which is like a Chipotle.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. We are taking your phone calls. The switchboard is starting to fill up.
Mm-hmm.
Any other thoughts?
Well, I'll tell you who has a good happy hour.
Who?
Cafe Trio.
Really?
I
want you all to do this, though, for me. When we talk about happy hours, let's talk about, clarify that if they have food and drink specials.
Yes.
Because some don't.
That's right.
So why Trio?
Well, first of all, it's a goodbye. It's a really good buy. It's from 2 to 6, Monday through Friday. The portions are great. They're not like little wimpy portions. And you can eat and drink. It's reasonable for dinner. You can get it for $13, and that includes an entree and a salad. And they're not small. So it's delicious. I had flatbread, bread, pizza, and I had a beautiful salad, goat cheese salad. So it was wonderful. And I think that they, you know, it's pretty. That whole thing is pretty right there. And you can park.
You know, I think one of the most successful happy hours in the city is probably Webster House.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a lovely menu.
Mm-hmm. I never think of that as a happy hour place.
Yeah. They have their own happy hour menu.
Right.
It's evolved over
the years.
It's
not just, I mean, is it in the bar only, Mary, or can you get happy hour food in the dining rooms?
I think it's only in the bar, and in the
summer
you can sit outside.
Okay.
Yeah. But it used to be... maybe a better deal, but it's still a great happy hour. You can get shrimp and grits and burgers.
Oh, have the prices gone up a little bit?
Yes.
And do they have a full bar there?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty.
One of the prettiest bars in Kansas City.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah, I kind of think of that as a lunch with your mother and have a glass of white wine.
It definitely has a definite personality change starting with happy hour.
It's Wednesday through Saturday, 4:30 to 6.
Let's go to Teresa in Kansas City.
Hi, Charles. It's Teresa, your old friend.
Oh, it is my old friend. Where do you go for happy hour, Teresa?
I have recently discovered Westport. I mean, I've been to Westport Cafe for dinner, but they have happy hour every single day. I think it's from 4 to 6, and it is wonderful. They have several choices of wines. They have champagne, and their appetizer selections are really wonderful. And I think most everything is around $5, nice. 5 to 7. So it's a great find. And the nice thing is they do it every day, Monday through Sunday.
They also have entrees. I mean, you can get steak frites or mussels.
Are they at reduced prices during happy hour?
They are. Oh. And they have a reverse happy hour as well from 10 to close.
Mm. Right. And that's Westport Cafe and Bar at 419 Westport Road. And I have to say, there is something on that happy hour menu. They have it's a baked ricotta. And it's ricotta and goat cheese with honey. And they bring toast with it. And I think there's truffle. Yeah, it's truffled honey. Truffle oil, honey. Ricotta and goat cheese, and you just dip this thin buttery toast in it, and I want some right now.
I know, me too. It sounds wonderful.
Everything there is really good.
Yeah, it
thank
is.
You.
Great. Thank you, Teresa. And that was Teresa calling about the happy hour at Westport Cafe and Bar in Westport. Charming place.
It's great.
What are some of the let's just launch into happy hour. What are some of the places on your list, Mary?
Well, we do a lot of happy hour because
it's a chance to eat light.
Not light, but less expensively. My husband is notorious for his frugality, so he would much rather go between 4 and 6 or 4 and 6:30 than after 7. And his friends all know that about him. So we hit the happy hour circuit. Some of our favorites, Blue Stem is one of the best deals in town. Now, they are going to be changing up when they redo in March, and the lounge, I think, will be less loungy and more tables, but hopefully they'll continue to have a great deal. They have things like shrimp and grits and a burger and hanger steak, all for really reasonable prices, $8. You know, that's still Colby's food, and it's fabulous.
And the lounge menu is already really affordable.
Right.
And then the happy hour menu makes it kind of ridiculously affordable. And their well drinks are $3, and a bottle of wine is, all their bottles are 30% off or something.
And and people will say, you know, I'll suggest Blue Stem, and they'll go, oh, I don't want to go to. No. It's cheap. It's great. Yeah. It's a totally different menu.
Is that Monday through Thursday?
It is not. It is Tuesday through Friday, 5 to 7, but Friday is 5 to 6:30.
And Mary, does Rye, their other restaurant in Johnson County, do they do a happy hour
as
well?
That's a good question. We can
Someone's
look it up.
Someone's got to call in.
Yeah. I haven't been. But another place that does a really great job with happy hour is Extra Virgin. And theirs is from 11:30 to 6.
Now, that's a good long happy hour.
And it's their regular menu. And if you look at for the asterisks, they have half price tapas and small plates. And that's a great deal as well. Voltaire is another one that does happy hour from 4 to 6. It's a totally different menu.
Yeah, I was surprised by that.
Yeah,
it is a different menu.
But still very hearty, interesting, creative food.
On any of your list, or do some of the old standby places that you know you wouldn't think would do a happy hour, do they do them?
Yeah.
Like
Grand Street.
Okay.
Has a really good happy hour, and that is from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday, and big portions. So if people think that they're going to a happy hour and they're just getting skimpy portions, they're not necessarily. Now, it won't be as lively, perhaps, but it picks up as the hour, as the evening goes on. And then the Bristol. That's in the bar only, and that is Sunday through Friday, 4 to 7. So they do a nice happy hour.
And La Bodega, where I was earlier this week, they have their tapas from 2 to 6, half price. But another place that is only open for happy hour in the evening on Fridays is Genesee Royale. They're open for breakfast and lunch all the other days. But on Friday, they are open from 4 to 7 for happy hour.
Wow. And Pierpont's has a great happy hour.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact hours of it, but it's fantastic cocktails. There's a filet. It's a great happy hour.
Well, I think you've sold a lot of our listeners just by saying filet.
Yes.
We are talking about happy hours, your favorites. We want to know where you'd like to go for happy hour, a good place to gather with friends, or maybe just a place to go with one friend. 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. 2888. Barbara called in to share a Japanese steakhouse for one of our previous callers. She suggested Shogun on 95th Street in Lenexa. The problem is that's not very close to Sprint Center. But no. For a completely different experience, there's always Shogun in Lenexa.
Uh-huh. You know, another old, I consider an old standby with a great happy hour is Le Fou Frog.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The French restaurant at 400 East 5th Street. And they have a happy hour Thursday and Friday from 4:30 to 6:30. And that's a fun happy hour. That's just a fun place. It's a cozy place. It's a fun place. And I think their happy hour menu changes somewhat frequently, but they have a lot of – they have a charcuterie plate, mussels, lamb sausage. And it's a good happy hour.
Good, mm-hmm. Good.
Story is not an old mm-hmm. old favorite, but it's a more recent favorite, and their bar menu is incredible, 50% off
what
in
are some
the bar
of things
patio.
On that?
You can get ravioli, linguine with lobster,
wow.
fried chicken, risotto, hanger steak. They often have a fabulous burger. It doesn't happen to be on the current menu, but they rotate their dishes seasonally.
And that, again, is?
Story in Prairie Village.
Mm-hmm. Are they still doing – they had an afternoon special when they opened that was kind of different from their happy hour?
You know, I think that was when they were doing lunch, but they're not doing lunch mm-hmm. anymore.
Oh, they're not? Okay. By the way, I just wrote this week for our pitch blog that the Dubliner has new management and is going to have a new menu, I think, starting today. And I think they're doing a happy hour, too. I'll have to find out more about that. Let's go to Diane. Diane in Kansas City, Missouri.
Hi there. How are you?
Good, Diane. Where do you like to go for happy hour?
Well, you know, you never would think it, but it's Ruth's Chris, and they have one from 3 to 7.
Hmm.
And it used to be really, really cheap. And now I think most of the appetizers, which are delish, are about $7, maybe $7.50, and the glasses of wine are $7. But it is 3 to 7, which is nice.
That's great. That's great. You know, I haven't been there in a long time. I need to make a return to Ruth's Chris. But you know what time it is now? We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll be looking at the best happy hours in and around Kansas City. Call in with your favorites during the break at 816-235-2888. That's coming up when Central Standard returns in just a moment. And you are back with us on Central Standard Friday. I'm Charles Ferruzza, joined by Emily Ferris from FeedMeKC.com, Mary Block from Around the Block KC, Gloria Gale from 435. We are talking happy hours, and I'm going to see if I can trigger some memories here. Not Emily's, because she was not born yet. But when I moved to town...
Thanks, Charles.
thanks a lot.
Well, I'm telling
thanks,
you.
Charles.
I don't know if anyone remembers this, but there was a place that opened in the 1980s, a nightclub called Confetti at Bannister Mall, and its claim to fame was they had the longest happy hour buffet in Kansas City. And it brought a lot of people in, but what they neglected to say was, yes, there were lots and lots of things on that happy hour buffet, none of them edible. But it was some of the worst food I've ever had.
Yeah.
But, you know, they did have a confetti drop at some point during the night. We are talking happy hours. We want to know where you like to go, either for food or drink or both. And let's go to Sue. Sue in Brookside. Sue? Oh, we might have lost Sue there. I wanted to know where she wanted to go. We are taking your phone calls, 816-235-2888. Do people still have happy hour buffets? I think they might have been outlawed at some
buffets?
Point.
Buffets? I don't know.
I don't think so, but when I was in college, that's how we that's how we got our sustenance. You know,
yeah.
We'd go to a bar and have happy hour, and it was they were free buffets, but it was things like fried mushrooms.
Or those little frozen quiches that then been heated up.
Pigs in a blanket.
Yes. Now, we were talking before the show that I did not realize that until last year, I think it was last year, the state of Kansas permitted happy hours again because they had been banned for 26 years.
Yeah, Kansas has some strange liquor laws.
Yeah,
the 3-2 beer and all of the one the extra day. So the thing with happy hours is that they couldn't have an hour special. They had to have
all day.
An all day special.
Okay.
So if you go into a Mexican restaurant at 11 in the morning and you can get a happy hour margarita or 8 in the morning.
But that has changed since.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so now they can have happy hours.
That was back in the days when you had to be a member to mm-hmm. get a drink.
Oh, yeah, the liquor laws in Kansas were very draconian, mm-hmm. well into, I think, at least the late 80s, if I remember, or mid-80s. And you could not go to a bar and get a cocktail unless you were a member of the club. That has changed. Let's go to Anne. Anne in Columbus Park.
Hey, good morning.
What do you want to tell us, Anne?
Well, just real quickly, I just wanted to clarify because I love the happy hour at Le Foo Frog. They have salads, they have entrees, they have great drink specials. But it is actually Tuesday through Saturday.
Oh, their okay. current menu says.
Yeah, from 5 to 6:30.
Tuesday through Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So enjoy.
So it's literally a happy hour and a half. Okay, Le Foo Frog. Let's go to Linda. Linda, are you on the air with us? Linda? Is this?
She's at happy hour.
I guess she is.
You know, I went to a good happy hour last week. Louis Wine Dive.
Oh, yeah?
It's so loud in there.
You know, the first time I went there for dinner, it was so loud, I couldn't hear my friends, and I wanted to leave. And I don't mind a loud restaurant, but it was really loud. I think they've done something to kind of mitigate the sound really? Problems in there. But at happy hour, it's not that loud. It was great. We went, I think, at like 4:30, sat at the bar. It wasn't that full, and it started to fill up. And by the time it got loud, I had 3 glasses of $6 Prosecco. So
very good.
Yeah, and Emily, 3 flatbreads.
You love Providence New American Kitchen. I know they have a happy hour in the drum room. Have you ever done that?
I haven't. I usually go there for dinner.
Because I know they have food also in the drum room during happy hour.
Nice. They have great cocktails there. So.
Well, let's go to Kristen in South Kansas City. Kristen, are you on the air with us?
I am. Hello. Hey. Good morning.
Great, Kristen. What's going on with you?
Right now I'm driving to go eat, but wanted to talk to you about happy hour.
All right.
I love Murray's out south on State Line.
Murray's Table and Tap, which is, I think, in State Line and 120-something. Mm-hmm. Am I right there? Okay.
They do have a nice happy hour in the bar. They do have discounted drinks at that time, and I have to tell you, it is the best margarita I've ever had in my life.
Really?
They don't use sweet and sour. They actually use fresh squeezed juice.
Okay.
It's delicious. And, of course, they have some discounted appetizers and things at that time as well.
Okay, and that's Murray's Table and Tap in South Kansas City.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. That's excellent, Kristen. And let's go to Sue. Sue?
Hi, I'm from Brookside, and I went to the Dubliner the other night, and they do have a great happy hour between 4 and 7.
Okay.
They have half-price appetizers, and the beer, wine, and well drinks are $3, and the appetizers are huge. We shared 2 appetizers and even took some home for lunch the next day.
Well, that is a deal.
I really like the Dubliner, and if they're changing hands, I sure hope they keep their good happy hour.
Well, they changed. I mean, the new management has been there for a while, so I think they will keep the happy hour. But thank you, Sue. Has anyone else been to the Dubliner lately?
No.
Okay. We are talking about happy hours. Gloria, where else have you been?
Well, it's just somebody bring me up to speed with this, but I think EBT has a good happy hour. At least that's what I kind of remember.
Okay.
And I think that they have live music also. So somebody might want to check that.
Now, that's a good idea to have happy hour live music.
Yeah.
Let's go to Derek. Derek in Kansas City.
Hi.
Hi, Derek. Where do you like to go?
One of my new favorite places is Anton's on Main.
Mm. Anton's Tap Room, yeah.
It's new to me, and they have like 80 different drafts on tap. And
right.
They do like $1 tilapia tacos and chorizo tacos, and I've been a purveyor of happy hours for a while, and I think it's definitely one of my new favorites.
And that's Anton's Tap Room at 1610 Main Street. Where else do you like to go, Derek, besides Anton's?
I used to go to the Bristol down in Power and Light. I don't know if they still have a happy hour, but I know when they did, you could get like $4 lobster rolls. And
oh, really?
They, and things like that.
They do, and they do it by price. They have certain things for $3, $4, $5, mm-hmm. and the lobster tamale, and that's a great happy hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Derek. And let's try Carol. Carol, are you on the air with us?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Carol, where do you like to go for happy hour?
My favorite place to go anytime is Avenue's Bistro.
Are you talking about the one in, I guess that's the only one left in Brookside, yeah.
Yeah, I love their their wine selection is fabulous. I mean, even their house wines are excellent. So it's a great place to go and meet with friends and have an early supper, especially like on a Sunday night. It's just great. Sit at the bar even, and it's just kind of cozy and fun.
All right. That is Avenues Bistro on 63rd Street in Brookside. That's a nice little restaurant, very cozy. Mm-hmm. They've redone it recently. It's quite attractive inside.
You know, Grunauer, that I mentioned earlier, has a happy hour. I have not been to it yet, but I am going to go try it soon.
Do they have a separate happy hour menu?
You know, I'm looking for it online, and they have some Austrian, some German on there that I can't, but they have a happy hour from 3 to 6 and then again from 10 to close. Wow. I like late night happy hours. More places mm-hmm. should have a late night happy hour.
No, I agree.
Well, and while we're in that part of the world, a fair at 1911 mm-hmm. Main has a really nice happy hour in their bar and lounge.
And, from when to when, Mary?
Pardon me?
From when to when?
I think it's 4 to 7. 3 to 7, Monday through Friday. And it's 2-for-1 on things like a butcher block with cheeses and meats, a grilled cheese pretzel bun, sautéed shrimp, mussels, sliders, pig wings.
I would try that place for happy hour because I felt like when I went for dinner, I don't usually complain about really small portions, but I felt like the portions were quite small. So if they're 2-for-1,
yeah.
I would.
We're getting some tweets here and some emails. Greg tweets us, Summit Grill in Lee Summit has a great happy hour with delicious food. And Half Monk on Twitter asks, enough with the food. Where are the good boozy happy hours? And I guess we should, put a shout out to where does one go for great cocktails for happy hour?
I would put Blue Stem out there again. Their well drinks are $3 at happy hour, and their well whiskey is my favorite, which is Old Overholt. So I can get a horse feather, which is my favorite cocktail. Mm-hmm. Louis Wine Dive, they select their wines for that day, and I got a $6, they call it their bubbly. It was a great Prosecco. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mary?
I'm thinking the Rieger. Mm-hmm. Hotel at 1924 Main has a happy hour, and their drinks are great. So
their drinks are fantastic.
Okay. And Gloria, where do you go for a little snort?
You mean hot chocolate and
yes,
where a do you malted go
for your,
milk?
Yeah, where do you go for your hot chocolate?
Well,
fix?
I'm kind of out of the loop here, but the question is, does Europa have a happy hour? I don't know if they do or not. Or Aixois. That might, I don't know, either of those two.
Well,
so
I'm sure our callers
will
call
sure
in at 816-235-2888 and tell us where your favorite boozy happy hour is. Let's go to LJ in Overland Park. LJ, are you on the air with us?
Yeah. Hello, Charles. Hello, gang. Charles, were you around Overland Park in the late 70s?
Not in the late 70s. I moved to Kansas City in 1984. But I think, are you going to ask about Chi-Chi's?
Yeah, the old Chi-Chi's where Jay Gilbert's is now.
Right.
Maybe I'm looking at this through rose-colored glasses or more appropriately, strawberry-colored glasses. But the 2-for-1 margarita specials there with a full taco bar to a 21, 22-year-old back in those days, that was the place to be.
Oh, yeah. It was. Chi-Chi's was...
As I recall, it was just one of the few places around Overland Park to do a happy hour. And everybody and their brother was there.
I know it. And it was a very, very hot concept then. I can tell you that I was fired from a Chi-Chi's in a previous town.
I thought you had a Chi-Chi's connection.
Yeah, I did. It was a very short-lived career at Chi-Chi's, and I was very happy to be fired from there. I don't know if any of them even exist anymore, but I do remember that happy hour in the early 1980s. It was a hot place, and everyone wanted that taco bar and... A moment of silence for Chi-Chi's. May it rest in peace. But thank you, LJ. Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, LJ. Where do you go for happy hour now?
I don't.
Oh, okay. Well, that...
I think I outgrew it.
One does, I think. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, thank you, LJ, in Overland Park.
You know, I hesitate to mention Port Fonda in the same breath as Chi-Chi's. The only connection is that they're both Mexican. But they have a great happy hour with drinks.
Yeah.
Really cheap beer, mm-hmm. tequila, and margaritas.
Yes.
And from 3 to 6. And then, again, they have a reverse happy hour Monday through Saturday, 10 to close.
And they have great drink specials throughout the week, too. Yep. So.
All right. So let's go to David. David and Waldo. David.
Hi, Charles. I'm a big fan of the show.
Thank you.
What I wanted to add was I thought the Ambassador Hotel has a very good happy hour.
It's a beautiful bar. It's the Reserve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And do they have drink specials, too, David, and, you know, for our...
Yeah. They do. They do. I think they go till about 6 or so, and the chef is really a nice guy. I think he's from Ireland. But
he is from Ireland.
The food that they put out there for happy hour, it's much better than the average happy hour place. Mm-hmm.
Well, is it a happy hour menu?
Yes, okay. They have a happy hour menu, and then they also a discount on some hors d'oeuvres and then some drinks. And the group that we go with out to happy hour every Friday, we have, you know, some like beer, some like wine, some like mixed drinks. So I know we were very happy at the Ambassador.
Great. That's a wonderful suggestion. Thank you, Dan. I mean, thank you, David.
Yeah.
We do have a Dan coming up. In fact, let's take his call right now. Dan and Shawnee, are you with us? Oh, I think we might have lost him. And let's go to Chandler. Chandler in Prairie Village.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Chandler, where do you like to go for happy hour?
Well, my friends and I are huge fans of Kona Grill's happy hour on the plaza. They have the most amazing sushi, and they have about 6 or 7 rolls, I think, that are half price. So they're about $4 when they're normally 7 or 8.
Good.
And then they have a bunch of drinks that are around like $5 or less. Like they have a sangria. They have a margarita, like all that kind of good stuff. So it's just like a good place to go if you're on a budget. And I'm in college, so I'm on a budget.
Chandler, is the Kona Grill happy hour in the bar only, or can you get the things in the dining room as well?
Yeah, it's in the bar. You have to sit in the bar or at the sushi bar or outside when it's nicer out.
Okay.
So that's the only thing that's kind of hard is it's pretty busy
during
those hours. I'm pretty sure it goes. It starts pretty early, I think, around like 3, and it goes till about 7.
All right. That is the Kona Grill on the Country Club Plaza. Thank you, Chandler. Do we know what the address of the Kona Grill is? I know that it is facing Brush Creek.
I will bring it up momentarily.
You know, and right across the street is Graham and Dunn. And I don't know if they do have
I'm
a happy
sure
hour,
they have
but
a
I'm
happy
sure
hour.
They do.
Yeah.
Kona Grill, you won't forget this, 444 Ward Parkway.
Very good.
There you go.
The Kona Grill. I haven't been there in a long time, but it was that bar was always a scene.
Mm-hmm.
So we are talking about happy hour at Central Standard on KCUR. The telephone number is 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. And the email, if you would like to send us an email, is centralstandard@kcur.org. And let's try Dan again. Dan?
I made it this time.
Oh, I'm so glad, Dan. Where do you like to go?
Actually, I go to a lot of places, but the one that we went to recently that I really, really enjoyed was La Bodega.
All right.
And it's got like a, sort of a tapas type thing, but they have a happy hour, and the prices are extremely low, as happy hours often are, but the thing that we found quite surprising was the amount of food that we got for our money. So we ended up actually spending more money, I think, on beer than we did on food, and we took food home, so... we did very well. So if you're on a budget and you like sort of the tapas thing, they had we had fantastic food and there was a lot of it for not much money. So.
All right. Hey, thank you, Dan. That was excellent. And let's go to Andy. Andy and Waldo. Andy?
No.
All right. We are taking your phone calls, 816-235-2888. And the switchboard is filling up. I think these people must be, you know, drinking. On
Great. You asked about Graham and Dunn. They do have a happy hour Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 and in the bar areas only.
You know, the woman who called in about Kona Grill and said she was a college student on a budget, it jogged my memory. And a lot of people go to McCormick and Schmick. Mm-hmm. They have a happy hour in the bar from 3:30 to 6. And they have $2.99, $3.99, $4.99, $5.99 dishes.
Do they still have that giant hamburger? That
giant hamburger, $3.99 cheeseburger with french fries. Mm. That would be hard to beat.
And M&S Grill, don't they do?
I'm sure they
do
something
similar. I think they do.
Maybe even a reverse.
Yeah. You can get flatbreads, quesadillas, tacos.
And I will say this, that happy hour at McCormick and Schmick's does get busy pretty fast.
Oh, it does. It's standing room.
Yeah.
You have to buy a drink. Mm-hmm. for $3.25, but that's still pretty darn reasonable.
Let's go to George in Lawrence. George, you're on the air with us. George?
Hello, hi. I live in Lawrence, Kansas, and at 8th and Mass, pardon me, there used to be a restaurant called Keller's, which has now changed to Merchants.
Right.
And they have 30 beers on tap and have a happy hour every evening. And they're also making really wonderful high-end cocktails where they, you know, put the fruit in different things and mix the cocktails very naturally with natural fruit.
It sounds good. Do they have food specials as well?
Yes, they do. Oh. And the menu is sort of constantly changing depending on the local things that are available. They're very dedicated to doing local food and buying from local purveyors.
Great. Hey, George, thank you for that. I'm glad you jogged our memory about, I believe it's called Merchants.
Pub and Plate.
Pub and Plate. Am I the only one that's been there, or have you all been there as well?
I have not been there.
The food's really good.
I've had it really good.
In Lawrence. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On Massachusetts.
715 on Massachusetts also has a really nice happy hour.
Good.
And I'm sure Free State probably has a fabulous selection of booze.
I bet. And bar food.
And bar food. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So as we come up to, Jamie emailed us that a great happy hour can be had at Extra Virgin, which we did talk about. Mm-hmm. We got another email saying that the Majestic, we should not leave that out. Mm-hmm. It's at, I believe, 930 Broadway. I may have that wrong. The Majestic has a wonderful happy hour. The Sliders, tenderloin salmon, ground lamb are delicious, and I can attest that they are. And then it's a really fun place for a happy hour. I believe it is at the bar only, though.
You know, we've talked about most of these places are kind of American traditional cuisine. Are there any ethnic restaurants?
I was going to ask if Frida's, maybe.
Or Boleng's? Does Boleng's do a happy hour?
Thai place has a happy hour.
Okay.
I would imagine Boleng's does. I'd be surprised if they don't.
Uh-huh. I know Thai place has a great Monday night special, and they do their small plates. And they're fantastic.
Didn't we go once for on a Tuesday for
Pad Thai Tuesday?
Yeah,
two for one.
Pad Thai Tuesday. But Monday it's like a happy hour. I don't believe there are drink specials, but they do small plates, Thai street food style plates all nights on Mondays.
So. Greg from Waldo, very compulsive and wonderful here, sent us a whole list of places he likes to go for a happy hour. Pierpont's at Union Station, Nika's on Southwest Boulevard, Avenue's Bistro, Remedy, and House, H-A-U-S, on Martini Corner. I've never been to House.
I have been, and I really liked it. They use local pig sausages and farm-to-market pretzel buns, and they have great fries and dipping sauces.
It doesn't sound like bar food. I mean, it's a step above.
Yeah, I mean it's a beer and sausages kind of place. Mm-hmm. I think it's really great, though. I liked going. I did go on a happy hour, and then I went on a Saturday night, and I would not go back on a Saturday night. It had a little bit of a clubbish vibe going on, but during happy hour, I'm sure.
Charles, Boleng's does have happy hour 3 to 6 Monday through Friday. They have a lot of appetizer specials, crab rangoon, lettuce wraps, egg rolls, as well as a lot of sushi specials.
Terrific. And that is the Boleng's on the Country Club Plaza, or all of them?
Well, this one is Country Club Plaza, but I do remember going with my husband to the one in River Market, and they had a happy
hour.
That's
a charming place. Mm-hmm. By the way, Derek tweets us, Graham and Dunn definitely has a great happy hour. He rattles off some of the drinks. And Buzz emailed us that Standee's in Prairie Village has a happy hour between 11 and 6. That's a long happy hour.
Wow.
Happy hours.
Yeah.
Happy day.
That's like Extra Virgin. Yeah,
that's a pretty bar, too, by the way, at Standee's. Uh-huh. As we come to the top of the hour, I'm going to ask each of our critics to name their favorite happy hour if they were going to go tonight. Mary, why don't we start with you, because you're kind of my pro
just
here.
Just one.
For tonight. Let's say you're going to go tonight.
Extra Virgin, okay. I guess.
Very good. That's Extra Virgin. Is that 19th and Main?
Yes.
Okay. Miss Emily Ferris?
I would go to Blue Stem.
All right.
Yes.
And Gloria?
For Shirley Temple. I would go to Cafe Trio.
Cafe Tree.
Yeah,
okay. Those are all excellent choices. I don't know where I would go. I guess maybe to Town Topic for a chocolate malt.
Where would you take someone if you had a visitor in town and they want to go just to got you picked them up from the airport at 4 o'clock? They want a drink and something greasy.
Well, don't say greasy. Okay. Yeah, don't say greasy.
Drink and a small bite.
Probably Westport local.
I would say Voltaire because it's such a cool bar.
It is.
And the West Bottoms is
that's
a great
choice.
Place.
That's
a great choice.
It's also a great people watching.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I would also suggest maybe Pierpont's. It's a nice bit of Kansas City history, or Webster House for that matter.
If you come in on the train, you must have happy hour at Pierpont's.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Charles Webster House, I agree with you, would be the other one.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. Oh, and maybe the Zorasso, that new restaurant we were talking about, Mary, do they have a happy hour in the bar?
They do.
Okay. And they with specials and things?
I think a few.
Okay.
Is that pretty standard for hotel bars to have happy hours?
Not especially, really. Although I'm trying to think if the Intercontinental does, because that's a very, very pretty bar.
What about Osteria El Centro? You know, the one on Main?
I don't know.
But that's kind of a cozy place. Yeah. You know, little. And
Accursos always used to have a happy hour.
Yeah.
I think they still do. Accursos on Main Street, 51st and Main. I think we have really.
We've covered it.
You can eat very well in Kansas City between
4 and 7.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. That's right. Or start at 11.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And just keep going.
Absolutely.
Well, I think we have left nothing unturned in our happy hour search. So I want to say that, as always, I'd like to thank my fellow food critics, Emily Ferris, Gloria Gale, and Mary Block. Of course, you can always find a list of all of the restaurants we mentioned today on the Central Standard page on kcor.org. We've also got podcasts of all of our previous shows. Central Standard returns on Monday with the Changing Convention of Marriage. Our show is produced today by Matthew Long Middleton. Our announcer is Linda Scher. Up to Date is next. I'm Charles Ferruza. This is Central Standard. Enjoy your food, Kansas City.